Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are at Walton, Indiana, home of the Lewis Cass Kings. Basketball on a Friday night. They've been having a girls-boys doubleheader. We'll mention the girls' game just concluded. We'll let you know the game victor was the Tipton Blue Devils over the Lewis Cass Kings. We'll mention both teams on the floor right now. Varsity boys basketball competition tonight. Tonight is going to be a Hoosier Conference East Division matchup. We're mentioning the Blue Devils are on the floor. They're taking shots at their leisure. They're wearing the blue striped pants. They're blue and white vertical striped pants at the other end of the gym floor. Lewis Cass Kings wearing the blue, red, and white striped pants. They are the Kings. We're mentioning tonight's ball game going to feature three boys basketball officials, and they are Mike Harlow, Ron Miller, and Tim Cody. Got to speak with them briefly. They're going to do the ball game tonight. We'll mention tonight at 7:30. If you're back home, 7:30, you can listen to WXIN. You can watch that on Channel 59 at the Fox station out of Indianapolis. They're going to have a pregame show. It's going to be tonight because tomorrow the Colts are at the Minnesota Vikings. That game's going to start at 1 p.m. We'll mention tomorrow it's a football NFL doubleheader. Excuse me, a triple header. It's going to be 1 o'clock Colts at Minnesota. 4:30, it'll be the Ravens and the Browns. At 8:15, the Dolphins and the Bills. Three good ball games tomorrow in the NFL. But tonight, boys basketball at Lewis Cass King High School. We'll mention a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Visiting team going to be the Tipton Blue Devils tonight. They back home. They have a school, I should say, a gymnasium capacity of 3,050. They have a school enrollment of 454. We'll mention they're in sectional 39. That's class 2A. Sectional 39, and in their sectional is Eastern. That's Eastern Town that's out of Greentown. Their overall record, they're 5-1. The Tipton Blue Devils, they're 5-1. Madison Grant Argyles, they're 3-1. The Taylor Titans, they're cooking. They're 6-0. Blackford Bruins, they're 3-2. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 2-3. And the Elwood ball team right there, the Panthers, they're 1-4. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils, Tipton High School. Principal is Craig Leach. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. And the athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll remind you, Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can dial them by telephone at 765-675-7431. On the web, you can find them at TiptonAthletics.com. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. There are 10 teams in the Hoosier Conference. They have an East Division and a West Division. We'll let you know in the East Division, it stacks up like this. Lewis Cass Kings, they're 1-0. That's in the East Division. They're 5-1 overall. Tipton, they're also 1-0 in the East. They're 5-1 overall. Northwestern Tigers, they're 1-0. They're 3-2 on the season. We're making the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They're 0-1. They are 1-5 on the season. And the Western Panthers, they're 0-2. They're 2-3 on the season. We'll let you know a little bit about the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Right now, it's Rensselaer Central. They're 1-0. They're 5-3 overall. Benton Central Bison, they get to play in West Division ball game. They're 5-1. West Lafayette, the Red Devils, yet to play a West Division ball game. They're 3-2. Central Catholic Knights, yet to play a divisional game in the West Division. They're 2-4. And the Twin Lakes Indians, yet to play a West Division matchup. They're 2-5 on the season. We'll remind you, the Tipton Blue Devils are currently 5-1. They're 1-0 in the East. The Blue Devils' output offensively, their average in six ball games, they average 67.5 points per game. The head coach of the Blue Devils is Coach Cliff Hawkins. Cliff Hawkins, 51-27. Working in year number 4 at Tipton High School, overall Coach Cliff Hawkins, working in year number 42 as a varsity head basketball coach, 548-386. The next game on the agenda for the Tipton Blue Devils is going to happen tomorrow night. Tomorrow night they'll be at home. That's December 17th. They'll be home with the Cowan. Cowan will visit Tipton tomorrow night, 6 o'clock and 7:30. We'll mention a little bit about the Lewis Taft King. Lewis Taft King High School right here, the gym, will hold 3,900 spectators. Pretty good group of fans on hand right here, well over 1,000. Probably close to 1,500 here tonight. And we'll mention the Lewis Taft Kings have a school enrollment of 413. Their Class 2A, Sectional 36, in their sectional are 6 varsity basketball teams. And we'll mention they are Pioneer. Pioneer overall record presently is 1-3. Rochester, they're 2-2. Ball Bank here, the Apaches, they're 4-2. Lewis Taft Kings, they're 5-1. Miami, that's North Miami, they're 1-5. And Winamac, winless in 6 tries. We'll mention the principal at Lewis Taft King High School is Don Young. The athletic director is Mr. Greg Marchand. He's always kind to put me in sports. We are thankful. And the athletic department secretary, most instrumental for putting me in sports, that's Lindsey Kaufman. We'll remind you, Lewis Taft King High School is located at 6422 East State Road 18. You can dial them up by telephone at 574-626-2511. On the web, you can find them at LewisCastAthletics.com. They wear the colors red, white, and navy. They've gone on into the locker room. They're getting a talk. They're going to get some hydration in there. We'll mention the Tipton Blue Devils. Still out on the court, taking some shots. And we'll mention Lewis Taft King also perform in the Hoosier Conference. Tonight's Hoosier Conference boys basketball game is an East Division matchup. And again, we'll remind you, Lewis Taft King, 5-1 on the season. They're 1-0 in the East Division. The head coach of the Lewis Taft King is Kyle Johnson. Kyle Johnson working in year number 4 at Lewis Taft High School. 44-35. Overall, he's working in year number 11 as a head varsity basketball coach. 145-97. And we'll remind you the next game on the agenda for Lewis Taft is going to happen on Thursday, December 29th. That's going to be a tournament. It's going to be a 4-team tournament. Lewis Taft Kings will play at 12:15 p.m. and they'll do battle with Jimtown. Jimtown and Lewis Taft at 12:15 on the 29th of December. Also in that 4-team tournament, Knox will play Plymouth at 10:30 a.m. that morning before the Lewis Cass Chimtown contest at 12:15. Fans making a joyful noise. They're right to my right, over my right shoulder. They're dressed up. They're in unison right now. 3:40 on the game clock. Clock rolling down, pregame. We'll mention IHSAA. They got a new slogan. It's keeping education in front of athletics. High school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. We'll mention in a little bit, we've got some rankings. We've got the Class 2A rankings, and they were tabulated on December 13th, about 3 days ago. We'll go over that at halftime or somewhere near. And we'll also mention this game is being brought to you in part by Hamilton County Reporter. Hamilton County Reporter right there in Hamilton County. You don't have to be a Hamilton County resident to get the Reporter. You can get that online, or you can get that delivered to your mailbox if you want to subscribe but don't have a computer. You can get the Hamilton County Reporter. In-county rate is just $24. Out-of-county rate, just $60. There's a lot of information in the Hamilton County Reporter. I have gotten that publication for many years now. It's 6 days a week. You can go to your inbox. If you want to call, you can find out from Circulation Director. That's Isaac Taylor. Isaac Taylor, the Circulation Director. You can call him at 765-585-9519. Again, that's Isaac Taylor, 765-585-9519. We're just going to need your name, address, phone number, what city you live in, and your zip code. But you can ask him about going online. You can get it both places. It's a good thing to do, and I have done it that way. And I will mention, basketball on the agenda here tonight. Three officials ready to go. Coach Greg Marchand having a conference with them right now. Coach Marchand, I say that, he's the AD. He's also a very good baseball coach right here at Lewis Cass King High School. Greg Marchand, more than 43 years here at Lewis Cass. He's been the baseball coach for over half of those years. He started out physical education. He went about 20 years, he tells me, and after that he became the athletic director. He's been doing that for the last 23, 24 years right here at Lewis Cass. He runs a very good ship, and I will say, Nancy Fowler, for the longest time, worked real well with him in tandem. They ran the athletic office. They did a tremendous job. And right now it's Lindsay Kaufman working with the athletic department. She's very kind and generous with her time on email. So the clock's going to roll down. It's getting ready to buzz out 10 seconds. Getting ready for the national anthem. Might have that second time. Hope we get to hear an encore presentation. Sophomore singer Jennifer Romero did a fine job in the before the girls' basketball game. And she's over there again. You're going to hear a very good rendition of our national anthem. She's over there. She's going to have the microphone, and she sounds marvelous. Just check her vocal range out. It is incredible. It's unbelievable that sound coming out of her body. We're going to set this down for the national anthem. I'm My goodness. How elegant he is. Say what Whitney Houston would love her voice. So we're getting ready for basketball right here at Lewis Cass King High School. They're going to mention the starting lineups here momentarily. We'll do just the same. They're going to debounce the lights here for Lewis Cass. But first, we'll talk about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils going to start like this. Wearing number 2, he's a 6'1" senior, Maverick Callaway. Maverick Callaway averaging 8.7 per contest. Wearing number 3, he's 6'5". He's a sophomore. That's Grady Carpenter. He's averaging 15.5 per game. Wearing number 11, he's a 6'1" junior. That's Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan averaging 16.3 points per game. Wearing number 20, he's 6'3". He's a senior. That's Connor Hassong. Connor Hassong chipping in with 5.5 points per game. He rebounds the basketball. We'll mention number 23, 6-foot junior. That's Jackson Money. Jackson Money in double figures with 11 points per game. The Tipton Blue Devils are coached by Cliff Hawkins. We'll mention the starting lineup for the Lewis Cass Kings. The Kings will start like this. Wearing number 0, he's 6'6". He's a senior. He averages 7.3 points per game. Wearing number 2, Peyton McClain. Peyton McClain, he's 5'10". He's a senior, averaging 4.5 points per game. Wearing number 3, likely one of the most athletic young men in this school, 6'6" senior, Tyson Gunn, averaging 13.2 per game. Wearing number 21, a 6'4" junior, that's L.J. Hillis. He's averaging 10.3 per contest. And wearing number 24, he's a 6'5" senior, Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers topping them off right there at 18 points per game. The head coach for the Lewis Cass Kings is Coach Kyle Johnson. So they're getting ready for basketball. They're going to tip it off here momentarily. They're throwing stuff out to the crowd right there. Lewis Cass King getting a pretty good hand clap right now. Basketball on a Friday night. King's going to get a little bit of a break. Going to get working after Christmas. But we'll mention, Blue Devils going to play tomorrow night. And it ought to be good tomorrow night. Showers in the house at Tipton. Lewis Cass will play on the 29th of December. 14 tournament. Right there. They'll play in that. They'll start out at 12:15 match. Match up right there with Jim Kale. Lewis Cass team's going to jump it up. In the center circle for Lewis Cass, going to be Tyson Good, a 6'6" senior. In the center circle for Tipton, number 3, Grady Carpenter. He's a 6'5" sophomore. Here comes the trip. Toss is good. Tip to the backcourt picked up by Lewis Cass. That's number 2, Hayden McClain on the dribble. They're working right side behind the arc. That's 21, L.J. Hillis. They're working down low. Off the glass. 2-point bucket, Luke Chambers. 2-0 contest, 15 seconds into the ballgame. Jackson Money, elbow, left side, working out top, Maverick Conaway. Back to Grady Carpenter, outside the arc. Right there on baseline, if we have the basketball, Jackson Money. Outside shot on the way, good. About 3 steps behind, left elbow extended. Nolan Swan, 3-point shot, good. 7:20 on the game clock. 3-2 contest, Tipton in front. Working the ball around the perimeter. We're going to back out top, Tyson Good. He'll work at left side behind the arc, Hayden McClain. He'll dribble left elbow, give it back to 21, L.J. Hillis. He'll work it back to Tyson Good out top. Touches the hands briefly as McClain get it back to Tyson Good. They're looking for an entry pass. They're looking out top. There's an entry pass, free throw line. That's Luke Chambers. He'll turn around and pass it down low. Shot wouldn't go. going to be a first foul in the ball game. That shot taken. Point blank range under the bucket. Keaton Llewellyn going to go through the foul stripe. They're going to whistle his first foul on Tipton. Nolan Swan going to pick up number one. So Keaton Llewellyn going to step to the stripe. He's working on that free throw percentage. First one on the way, good. He's now 7 for 16 on the season. Keaton Llewellyn, 6'6". They've got two guys to check in. I should say, yeah, 2, 6'6", 1, 6'5" is Chambers. Second one short off the rim, wouldn't go. Rebound, Grady Carpenter. To the front court outside the lane. Kick it back out, Jackson Money. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good for Jackson Money. 6-3 contest. Tipton in front. On the dribble, Tyson Good, the winner around the perimeter. Touching the hands briefly, LJ Hillis. Back to McLean, now back to Tyson Good. Cross-court pass behind the arc. He'll dribble in, that's Peyton McLean. He'll work it down baseline with the basketball. Keaton Llewellyn, they'll move around the perimeter. Right elbow extended. 3-point shot good. Lewis Cass King, Hayden McLean. 6-6 ball game. 6:08 on the game clock. First quarter at Lewis Cass High School. It's in Walton, Indiana. Area code switched from 765 over to 574. Out top of the circle. Long off the rim. Way to go. 3-point shot. That was Grady Carpenter. They're going to whistle a foul on the rebound back in the backcourt of Lewis Cass. They're going to whistle this foul on 21. Landon Spidell going to pick up here first. Team foul number 2 for Tipton. Lewis Cass yet to commit a foul. Crossing the timeline in the front court. Hayden McLean works around the perimeter. Chambers. Outside the arc, 3-point shot. Right elbow extended. That's LJ Hillis for 3. The Kings go up by 3, 9-6. 5:28 clock rolling. We're in the first quarter. We're going to round the perimeter. Outside the arc, Nolan Swan. Back to Maverick Conaway. They're kicking outside. Jackson Money gets a double team in a hurry. McLean there, guarding him foot for foot. Out top, they give the ball back to Grady Carpenter. We're at right side. They'll bounce it down low. Trying to get it to Landon Spidell. Tipped away by Chambers. Picked up by the Lewis Cass Kings. Ball's in the front court. On the dribble out top, Hayden McLean. He'll bring it back left side. Picked up there by Maverick Conaway. They'll work at right side, LJ Hillis. Going to go baseline. They're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Going to give the ball back to Tipton. In the ball game for the Blue Devils, going to be number 5, Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley steps in the ball game. He says he's 5'11". He's a sophomore. Taking a breather right there is Maverick Conaway. In the front court, Grady Carpenter. Working against him, Tyson Good. That's a pretty good matchup. Turnaround jumper, elbow right side, wouldn't go. That was Jackson Money. Rebound out of there, Luke Chambers. Back the other direction. They'll work it back baseline. They're working down low, Keaton Llewellyn, and good defense by Jackson Money, tips it out of bounds. Denies the inbound pass, I should say this, in the paint, Luke Chambers. 6'5", giving up some inches right there, is number 22, Jackson Money, giving up 5 inches. They're working out top, they go alley-oop, then get slam dunk. Slam dunk, baseline drive. That was number 3, Tyson Good. It's a pretty good pass from outside the arc. Hayden McLean. The 11-6 ball game. Short jumper by a 12-footer from the baseline. Jackson Money quiets the crowd after the rim rocker by Tyson Good. 4 minutes left. We played half of the first quarter. We get steal in the backcourt. Picked up there by Tipton. They go left side off the glass. Grady Carpenter for 2. The 11-10 contest, Lewis Cass Kings in front, crossing the timeline at a dribble pace. That's McLean, they're working left side behind the arc. LJ Hillis, they're working down low. Chambers, he's going to try to back his way in. He's going to get in the lane there. They're going to whistle a foul, but that whistle came kind of late after the attempted steal by Nolan Swan. And tell you what, that whistle was a bit late. You can't blow the whistle within a second of the infraction. You probably should swallow the whistle. 3:34 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on Nolan Swan. He's going to have to sit down with his second foul. Coach Cliff Hawkins talking to the official might be just for what we just said. So we're going to end. Try to tip it away. Chambers with the receipt of the inbound. So we're going to back out. It's going to be tipped away. Landon Spidell. Ball's going to be picked up there by Grady Carpenter. That can't be a travel. The ball's going to end up out of bounds. That was Sam Quigley. You dive for a basketball head first, and you slide a mile. That's still okay. But if you're just setting up, just lay back down while you're on the floor. That's a travel. We're going to out top. Luke Chambers, right side behind the arc. We're going to back around. That's number four, Owen Lowe. Owen Lowe entered the ballgame for Lewis Cass. Down low on the block. Two-point bucket, Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers is quite a load, I'm sure, to guard. And Landon Spidell right there next to you. Should say Landon Spidell right beside him. So then we're going to back out top. We're going to basketball. Grady Carpenter. Look at her left side. And Maverick Conaway, straightaway shot. Grady Carpenter rims off. Three-point shot wouldn't go. Rebound, Lewis Cass. Hayden McLean to the front court. Hayden McLean gets the ball back from Tyson Good. Tyson Good going to set a screen for him. Jackson Money guarding the basketball. And Hayden McLean, the worker right side, Luke Chambers. Picked up on the baseline, Tyson Good. They're going to whistle a foul on Tipton off the ball. Landon Spidell going to pick up the personal foul. 2:29 left here in the first quarter. He's going to pick up his second foul in the ballgame. We're in the first quarter. 2:29 left. Gavin Hare going to enter the ballgame for Landon Spidell. Going to be brought in left of the bucket on the baseline. Tyson Good gets it inside. He gets the ball back. He'll take a shot. Got it blocked. Got his own rebound. Kicked it back out. Low. Low for 3 points. Number four, Owen Low. Owen Low, he's shooting an average of 43% behind the arc. He's now 4 for 8. Back at the other end, Grady Carpenter answers with his own three. They're going to call a blocking foul on the baseline. Tyson Good extending that arm, making some space. And they call the foul on three, Grady Carpenter. Blue Devils with 5 fouls here in the first quarter. Good cast with 0. 2:03 left. First quarter, 16-12. Lewis Cass in front. So we're going behind the arc. Opposite side. Hayden McLean. Left elbow extended. 3-point shot good. 19-12. Lewis Cass in front. 1:45 on the game clock. At top of the basketball, moving back around Grady Carpenter. Maverick Conaway, Jackson Money. He'll try the three. Going off the rim. He'll track down the basketball. Tried to. It's picked up right here by number two, Hayden McLean. To the front court on the dribble. They're looking inside Luke Chambers. Down low, they're going to whistle a foul. There's a double team. Luke Chambers trying to go up. He was right near the goal, and Gavin Hare was in the vicinity. I think Maverick Conaway was also in the vicinity. They're going to take 2 shots at the foul line. Lewis Cass King. It's going to be Luke Chambers at the strike. First shot he'll take, rims around, wouldn't go. Luke Chambers on the season, working on that percentage. He's shooting 65% entering the ballgame. Tyson Good going to get an extended quarter break. He's taking a breather. And back to the strike, Lewis Cass. Luke Chambers going to he'll get one more. Second one up, no good. Rebound out of there, Tipton. In the ballgame for Lewis Cass is number 23, Wyatt Luce, 5'11 junior. Outside the arc, 3-point shot with a go, Grady Carpenter. Rebound, Luke Chambers. 1:11 left in the first quarter. Ball goes out of bounds. Pretty brisk pass from Luke Chambers trying to hit his teammate down underneath. Went out of bounds. 1:05 clock moving, crossing the timeline there, Grady Carpenter, we're going to left side jack some money. From the corner, Maverick Callaway. Short off the rim, went goes, trying to track his own board down. It was tipped, last touch by Maverick. Maverick going to jog back the other end. He hands a basketball politely to the official. So they'll work it back in. Under a minute, 52 seconds left here in the first quarter. In the front court on the dribble, Hayden McClain, stationary dribble out near the center court, right there at the center circle. They'll work it left side, loose. They'll work it down low, off the glass. Two-point bucket, Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers got to be pretty tough to stop in the paint. He's a big guy, muscular. So they work it back around. Jackson Money, turnaround jumper, baseline. About a 12-footer, good. Left side, Jackson Money for two. 21-14, 15 seconds left. First quarter in the front court on the dribble. Hayden McClain will work it out top to Luce. They'll work it around the perimeter. Tyson Good. They'll drop it down low. Luke Chambers will back his way in. They're going to whistle a foul. That's a foul machine right there. I tell you what. Luke Chambers going to draw a foul. He went down low in the paint. Tried to go up. Luke Chambers, 6'5". The roster I saw on Max Press, they did lift the weight on there. I didn't write that down, but I'm guessing he's every bit of 250, 240, 250. First shot good. Luke Chambers. He's a football player. They're showing him on the Jumbotron right now. When you see a neck like that, you know the guy's been in the weight room. He gets the first one. Luke Chambers going to get one more. 2.6 on the game clock. Second one up and good. 23-14. 1 second long. Three-quarter shot. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter hit the backboard. So at the end of one quarter of play, Lewis Taft King, 23. Tipton Blue Devils, 14. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. They're located at 1708 South 8th Street, at Noblesville, Indiana. 317-773-4800. That's 317-773-4800. They're authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals. One way in local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgate. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner is on site daily. That's Dirk. You can find Dirk Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. Second buzzer sounds, both teams out on the floor. Lewis Taft going to get a little mini huddle. Blue Devils going to bring it in, alternate possession arrow. To the backcourt on the dribble. Grady Carpenter, who are going back? Nolan Swan. They'll bounce it down low, Lane and Spidell. They'll fake a shot, went back up, couldn't get it. Rebound, Luke Chambers. Outlet, Tyson Good. Hayden McClain. Hayden McClain back with the basketball. He'll work on the left side behind the arc. L.J. Hillis. They'll work it down the baseline. Keaton Llewellyn. They'll work it back out top. They'll reset the offense with Hayden McClain. Blue Devils working the 2-3 zone. Keep in mind, the Blue Devils have another game tomorrow night. They got to try to somewhat save their legs in this ballgame. 7:22 on the game clock. Out behind the arc, Hayden McClain. He's going to dribble left side and trade places with L.J. Hillis. Behind the arc, couple of dribbles, Tyson Good. He goes through a cross-court pass, not a good pass, picked off by Tipton. Back the other direction, Maverick Conaway tries a three. It's swatted out of bounds by 6'6" Keaton Llewellyn, but the ball went out of bounds. Fans liked it, but Tipton gets the ball back. He'll bring it back in. No big deal. 7:05 left here in the second quarter. 23-14, Lewis Cass in front on the dribble behind the arc, Grady Carpenter. They're working left side, Nolan Swan. They're going to call an offensive foul. Offensive foul. Cliff Hawkins is very inquisitive about that. Nolan Swan is not that type of player. Nolan Swan's going to check out the ball game with 6:56 left in the second quarter. He picks up his third foul in the ball game. Cross the timeline on the dribble and slowing up now. Walk pace. Hayden McLean works the right side. Llewellyn gets the ball back. Inside the arc and working down low. Tyson Good had to climb the ladder to get it. Came back down with it. Turn around one-handed jumper. Just outside the paint. Two-point shot. Good. 25-14. Shot just out the lane. Brady Carpenter wouldn't go. Rebound. Right there, Landon Spidell. Behind the arc, shot on the way. Brady Carpenter couldn't get it. Fighting for the board right there was Landon Spidell. He hit the deck and right away. Two Lewis Cass players to help him up. That was Hayden McLean and Keaton Llewellyn. Gonna be a timeout called right here. Gonna be a 30-second timeout. And we do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school varsity basketball game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's audiosportsonline.net. That's Robbie Kendall, providing Internet Radio access for footbeinsports.com since 2008. So we're going to bring the ball in. It's going to belong to Lewis Cass. They're right the bucket on the baseline. It's going to be L.J. Hillis trigger the inbound. He gets it in. Hayden McLean, full court pressure. Tipped it. Gets it into Chambers. Hemmed in right there with a double team. Back to Tyson Good. He'll bounce across the timeline. Double team picks him up in a hurry. Tyson Good goes down low. Tried an alley-oop with Llewellyn. Keaton Llewellyn couldn't get the shot to go. And some tippers flare. They're going to whistle the foul on Keaton Llewellyn. Llewellyn climbed the ladder. He tried to get the alley-oop from the other side of the rim. He went up. He couldn't get it to go down. He ejected the rim. Ball came popping out. And there's going to be a foul whistle on the rebound. That was after he landed. Keaton Llewellyn, he has one in the ball game. Team foul number one for Lewis Chaff. They're working down baseline. On the dribble, Grady Carpenter. He'll dribble in the paint. They'll float one in from about 8 feet away. Two-point bucket for Grady Carpenter. 25-16. 9-point advantage for Lewis Cass. Second quarter, 5:35. Clock moving. Free throw line is kicking down low. Llewellyn outside the paint. They go off the glass. And I've called the assist good to from Tyson Good. 5:22. Clock moving. Second quarter. Works the right side. Sam Quigley. Back tail dribble working against him is L.J. Hillis. They're working in the paint. They're kicked back out. They get out of the paint. Sam Quigley. Ball behind the arc. Brady Carpenter. Working against him is Tyson Good. 3-point shot on the way. Outside the arc would go for Jackson Money. Rebounds. Quigley. Back to Jackson. They'll get this one. 3-point lay-in from right elbow extended. 27-19. Way across the timeline, Hayden McLean. Left side, L.J. Hillis down low on the baseline. Keaton Llewellyn now back out top to Hayden McLean. He'll back pedal dribble. He'll reset the offense. He'll bounce it right side, well behind the arc. L.J. Hillis out top to work it down low. They'll get it to Llewellyn. Fadeaway jumper on the baseline wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Jackson Money. Might have got away with an extra touch of the basketball, but Jackson Money couldn't get the shot. Rebound put back is good. Grady Carpenter and head coach Kyle Johnson going to stop the clock with a timeout. 27-21. The Kings by 6 right here in the second quarter. And we'll mention, this game is also in part being brought to you by Scott G. Scott G will mention, while growing up, and accepting the responsibility of becoming the young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of. a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing Staley for that high school, middle school, that next wrestling match. We'll mention a strong will to want to succeed with the will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. That's Scott G. He's a forever faithful Blue Devil basketball fan. Ball's in the front court. Working it back around. Kings in the front court. Went around the perimeter. Hayden McLean, right side, back in the game for Lewis Sass is Owen Lowe. So working outside, also in the ball game, is number 12, Trey Johnson. Shot outside, inside the arc, with go for McLean. Rebound, put back is good. Luke Chambers for two in point-blank range. So back the other direction, Blue Devils on the dribble. At top of the basketball, that's Grady Carpenter. Working against him is Tyson Good. They go behind the arc, right side, Jackson Money. He'll dribble in, outside the paint, turnaround jumper, short off the mark, with a go, rebound, Spidell. They kick it outside, three-point shot, Grady Carpenter wouldn't go. Luke Chambers with the board. 3:22 on the game clock. Second quarter, 29-21. Lewis Cass by 8. Working around the perimeter. Right side, touches the hands of Lowe. They're working around the perimeter. Hayden McLean, they're moving it. Right, left, and left, right. They're going to give the ball back to number 12, Trey Johnson, as they move around the perimeter. Cross-court skip pass for Johnson. Good pass it down on the baseline. They get it to Chambers. Chambers drives, takes the shot. Difficult not to foul him. But they pick up another foul. Chambers working down low, creating havoc for the foul situation of Tipton. Lewis on this foul at 21. Landon Spidell, he's got three. 2:55 left here in the quarter. We're in the second quarter. First one rims off, way to go. Back in the ballgame, Gavin Hare, Landon Spidell going to have to take a breather. Probably won't see action till third quarter. Second shot going to be shot here by Luke Chambers on the way, rimmed around. Revolution came out. Rebound, Jackson Money. 2:50 on the game clock. Crossing the timeline, Grady Carpenter. Right side, Maverick Conaway. He'll bounce it out top to see him quickly. We're going to run the perimeter. Gavin Hare. Jackson Money gets the ball in the corner baseline. Grady Carpenter, three-point shot in the air. Rimmed around and fell in. A friendly roll for Connor Hassong. He's the golfer, along with Gavin Hare. They played a good golf game, but tonight they're basketball aficionados on the floor. 29-24, five-point advantage for Lewis Cass. They're working the offense. Their baseline now with Chambers. They'll pass back out of there. McLean out top. They'll reset the offense. Going to work it right side behind the arc. Low. They'll work it back left side. Moving around the perimeter back to Low. On the dribble. At top, Hayden McLean. Back in the hands of Owen Lowe. He'll get it back to McLean out top. They'll go to the corner with it. Touches the hands briefly of Trey Johnson. Right side to Lowe. McLean. All these passes around the perimeter. They get to try to penetrate the three-point line. They're working to the left side. Trey Johnson out top. They've got shots available. Not taking them. They're taking some clock right here in the back half here in the second quarter. 1:23 on the game clock. They're working down low. Chambers. He's going to back his way in. There's some friction there and no call. It was Blue Devil bench looking for the offensive foul. No whistle. They'll take a breather right there. Trey Johnson back in the ballgame for Lewis Cass. We're going to see number 21, L.J. Hillis. He'll bring the ball in, ride the bucket on the baseline. They get it back out top of the circle. That's number 4, Lowe. They're working left side. Shot off the mark. Wouldn't go. 3-4 shot. Tyson Good. To the front court, Grady Carpenter. 1:02. 3-4 shot. Short off the rim. Wouldn't go. Trying to save the basketball. Sam Quigley. Sam Quigley with some unbelievable effort to try to save that basketball. He did save it. He hit the bleacher over here by the cheerleaders. But I tell you what, that was some effort. Probably the most effort I've seen this year by a high school player. He's okay. He got up and ran back down for defense. So Luke Chambers is going to draw another foul. Then a whistle and foul on Gavin Hare. He has two. Double bonus. Luke Chambers, first one, rims around, hit the backboard, fell in. 30-24. Back in the ballgame, Hayden McClain, after he got a quick breather. Taking a breather right now is number four, Owen Lowe. He's a 5'10 junior. Second shot up and good. Luke Chambers, 31-24. Luke Chambers with 12 points here in the first half. They've got the nice scoreboard that shows individually what's going on with the players. They're dribbling in off the glass. Down when he go, Grady Carpenter. He was looking for a foul. No whistle. Ball's going to cross the timeline now with Hayden McClain. 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. 7-point contest. Lewis Taft in front, 31-24. 18 seconds left. McClain, stationary dribble at the center circle. Working against Dan Quigley. 10 seconds. They're working out top. LJ Hillis. The pass at left side. Tyson Good. Going to get called for a double dribble. Didn't see the double dribble. Maybe it was a double skin. A varsity game, sometimes they'll call a dribble off the hand that hits the leg a double skin. They'll call that a double dribble because it is. Out top, 3-point shot off the glass. Nearly banked in. That was Grady Carpenter. We're at halftime. Halftime score. Lewis Taft King, 31. Tipton Blue Devils, 24. Going to be a 10-minute intermission. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Teams Auto Parts. That's Teams Auto Parts, Car Quick Auto Parts. They're located at 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034. Then the south edge of Cicero at Cicero Town Plaza. They're team members at Car Quick Auto Parts in Cicero. And they are there to ensure that you get the right parts the first time. You can reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that number is 317-984-4931. They are a locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve at Dean Dollar Parts in Cicero. Again, this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, Century 21. If you're looking for that real estate agent with care and concern of where you're going or where you're at, we'll mention, you can contact Lisa Stokes Bear by text message. You can call her, you can text her. Her number is 317-513-4086. Again, her number is 317-513-4086. She can help with residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa Stokes Bear. Along with buying and selling for your best interest, Lisa also specializes in residential and corporate relocations. Lisa Stokes Bear, real estate agent, real estate broker, Century 21 Sheets. This game is also in part being brought to you by Hope. Hope Jewelers, that's in Tipton. Precious times are made for precious moments. And Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton. Next to the Diana Theater, they're located at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-9720. Again, that's 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, open 9:30 to 2 at Hope Jewelers in Tipton. This game is also, in part, being brought to you by FritzandFishers.com. Fritz and Fishers, longtime sponsor, support sponsor for Putney in Sports since before 2008. FritzandFishers.com since 1983. Great cars, great prices, and great customers. We'll mention you can dial them up at their dealership right there in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. Again, their number is 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations. The first one is Fritz and Fishers, 8599 East 116th Street, Fishers, Indiana. Their second location is Fritz in Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. We'll mention you can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or you can visit them on site, FritzandFishers.com. They're right now on the floor, a pretty good exhibition right now. Youngsters doing the jump rope. They're jumping with the little ball under their feet and their jump rope right there while they're doing that. And then we'll go ahead and mention a little bit about Class 2A. This is tabulated on December 13th. This is the coaches' poll. And we'll mention at number one, they're in sectional 37, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Braves. They're 4-0. At number two, sectional 38, it's the Carroll Cougars out of Flora, Indiana. They're 4-0. At number three, they're sectional 47. Down south, that's Linton Stockton. They are the Miners. They're 4-1. At number four, sectional 46, Brownstown Central. They are the Braves, and they're 5-1. At number five, sectional 42, Eastern Hancock Royals. They're 4-1. At number six, sectional 48, South Spencer Rebels. They're 5-0. At number seven, sectional 33, Gary, 21st Century, they're the Cougars. They're 4-1. At number eight, sectional 40, Wapahani, the Raiders, are 4-1. At number nine, sectional 47, South Knox Sparks, they're 4-1. Number 10, they're in sectional 39. Sectional 39, that's the Taylor Titans. They're 6-0. Also, sectional 39 at number 11 are the Tipton Blue Devils. They're 5-1. Last week, they checked in at number 17 on the rankings. They're at number 11 today. We'll mention at number 12, sectional 46, Providence Pioneers. They're 2-2. At number 13, sectional 42, Triton Central. They are the Tigers, 5-1. At number 14, sectional 35, Central Noble Cougars. They're 2-1 on the season. At number 15, sectional 43, that's University High School They're the Trailblazers. They're 4-0 on the season. At number 16, Sectional 36, the Lewis Cass Kings. They check in at number 16. They're 5-1. At number 17, Sectional 46, Southwestern Rebels. That's right there in Hanover country. They're 5-0. And at number 18 this week on the poll, we'll mention Sectional 45, the North Decatur Chargers. They're 4-0. They had a tremendous football season. North Decatur knocked out the Sheridan Blackhawks in the regional 29-14. That was a good ball game. Bud Wright and Coach Stern. 2:40 on the game clock. Intermission clock. Blue Devils are out on the surface taking some shots. The Kings yet to come out of the locker room. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Runyon Truck Store. Runyon Truck Store, the place to enhance your ride. Trucks, cars, SUVs, etc. Wheels, tires, lift kits, and much, much more. Professional installations are always available for every product they sell. A myriad of products for you to choose from. You can visit Runyon Truck Store. They're located at 27857 Henry Gunn Road. That's 2 M's, Henry Gunn Road. And Atlanta, Indiana address 46031. It's actually out in the boonies. It's out there close to State Road 37, somewhat close to Elwood. About 2-3 miles from Elwood, just to the south and a little bit to the west. We'll mention Runyon Truck Store. You can find them. It's the place to fulfill all of your auto accessory needs. Runyon Truck Store in rural Atlanta, Indiana. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by RE/MAX, a new realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Tipton, Indiana? Visit RE/MAX A New Realty and connect with a real estate expert today. RE/MAX A New Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX A New Realty. Located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, 46072, 765-675-3100. Again, it's 765-675-3100. On the web, it's anewrealtyhomes.com. So the buzzer's going to stay. I'm going to stop it at 10.8. They're not going to let it buzz out. They'll reset it to 8 minutes. Getting ready for second half. Alternate possession arrows, playing the ball in, going to be Tyson Good for the Kings. Slightly to the backboard, Hayden McClain back to Tyson Good, well behind the arc. Way out top is the basketball to Llewellyn. Left side, that triple threat available. McClain, and we're going to down low. Chambers to take a jump shot just outside the paint right there, about a 12-footer. On the rebound, we're going to whistle a foul on Lewis Cass. Later with the foul on Keith Llewellyn. He picked up his second foul in the ballgame. Ball brought in backcourt Magic Conaway. Grady Carpenter on the dribble. He'll walk across the timeline pretty close to the scores bench. Working against him, going to pick him up at the three-point stripe. That was going to be number three, Tyson Good. Long shot, right elbow extended, three-point shot, wouldn't go. For Nolan Swan, back the other direction, Tyson Good went coast-to-coast. Couldn't get the shot right there in the paint. Going to be a brisk pass right there to the baseline. It goes out of bounds. Had to think a minute. The referee's not quite sure who was last touched by. They're going to say it was deflected out of bounds by Lewis Cass. Grady Carpenter going to bring it in on the baseline right there in the extreme corner right there by the cheerleaders for Tipton. and gets it into Gavin Hare. Cuts hands, Nolan Swan, back to Grady. Outside the paint, the turnaround jumper on the baseline wouldn't go. Rebound secured there by Chambers to Hayden McClain. Now back to Tyson Good. Tyson Good out top of the basketball. Triple threat available. He'll pass it right side, L.J. Hillis. Cross-court skip pass, Tyson Good in front of the bench right there, Lewis Cass. They'll work it down low. Left-handed off the glass. Almost a blind shot right there from Chambers. He gets a friendly roll. Looks like it might have been rolling off, and it rolled there. 33-24. The Kings up by 9. 6:37 on the game clock. We're in the third quarter. Out top, they'll dribble right. Kick it left side behind the arc. Gavin Hare pushes it out to Nolan Swan. Back pedal dribble. Working against him is L.J. Hillis. He'll dribble in by Hillis. Outside the paint, he's going to draw a foul. L.J. Hillis left his feet. And Nolan Swan, pretty good at body control. Nolan Swan, as a junior, I will say as a sophomore, he had a lot of skill set. He's got more of it now as a junior class member. First shot up and good. Free throw, Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan on the season. He enters the stripe there. He's now 7 for 10 at 70% on the season. That foul whistle right there, rimmed off, wouldn't go. Shot wouldn't go. Foul whistle, I do believe, on Llewellyn or Tyson Good down low. Might have been yesterday with L.J. Hillis. So they're working the ball in the front court. Kings working left side behind the arc, L.J. Hillis. Back out top, Hayden McClain. Right side behind the arc, Tyson Good being guarded there by Jackson Money. They're working the ball back around. Out top, L.J. Hillis, Jackson Money right there. Works the left side behind the arc, Hayden McClain. They're taking some more air out of the basketball. It's an 8-point ball game. Lewis Cass in front, 33-25, 5:40 left here in the third quarter. They're working left side to get it back out top to McClain. He thought about a three. He's ready to go. They're working an elbow right side to Llewellyn. Llewellyn's trying to get an entry pass. It goes off the backboard. Going back the other direction, Blue Devils, out top, Nolan Swan, 3-point shot, wouldn't fall. Rebound, Tyson Good, he'll bounce pass, point guard, Hayden McClain, out top, he'll reset the offense, 5-12 left. 33-25, Lewis Cass in front, on the dribble, back tail dribble, L.J. Hillis, works it left side, McClain, he'll bounce it down low, trying to find Chambers, ball was on the floor, went through the legs of Chambers. Picked up by Gavin Hare. Nolan Swan, he'll work it down low. Shot good. 2-point bucket for Gavin Hare. And he accepts, I should say he absorbs the foul. And he's going to shoot one more. Good lead pass, a good bounce pass. I got to admit this. The assist goes to Nolan Swan. Gavin Hare finished the play. Left side of the bucket off the glass. Little whistleless foul on Chambers. Chambers picked up his first foul. 3-point play, he couldn't get it. Rebound out there, Jackson Money, though, reset the offense in the front court. They'll try to go for 5 points in one possession in their front court. Grady Carpenter, he'll dribble in. Gonna go for four, they're gonna get four. They get four, and Grady Carpenter absorbs the foul. He'll shoot one more. So they can still get the 5-point play in one trip down the floor on their side of the 50-yard line. 4:37 on the game clock. They're going to whistle this foul on Lewis Cass. I haven't seen it in the board yet. 3-point play, good. Grady Carpenter, 5 points in one trip to the front court for Tipton. Taking a breather is Keaton Llewellyn. He's going to get a little bit of a conversation here with Coach Kyle Johnson. Back in the ballgame for Lewis Cass, number 4, Owen Lowe. Back out top is Hayden McClain, Owen Lowe, right side behind the arc, picking him up, Jackson Money. Jackson Money working the left side of that top of that zone. Moving his feet real good. Jackson Money played some defense. He had about 5 Jackson Monies. I said, what, you'd have a team. Working back the other way, tipped away. Stolen by Tipton. They're going off the glass, left-handed. shot off the glass, Grady Carpenter checks the lead to 133-32. We played halfway through the third quarter. 4 minutes left, clock moving. Working right side, to low. We're going to back around our top, Hayden McLean, left side, in the hands right there of Tyson. He lost the handle, picked up on the steal by Nolan Swan. It's pretty good hand, stripping the basketball as he goes up to the layup by number 4, Owen Lowe. Tipton going to keep the basketball in their own front court. Could be brought in by Tipton left of the bucket on their baseline. 3:42 left, 33-32. Tipton can see their first lead of the ball game with this possession. We're working back around. Nolan Swan, free throw line, kicks it back out. Gavin Hare to the corner, short off the mark. We go for Connor Hassan. 3-point land. 3:28. Ball's in the front court. Chambers going to pass off to Lowe. Works it right side. Tyson good. He'll pass out top to move the basketball. Touch the hands, Trey Johnson. They're working back to the corner. L.J. Hillis, baseline. They'll bring it back around. Tyson good. Going to work it into Chambers. Ball tipped away. Stolen by Tipton. Going to go reverse layup. And it's good. Jackson Muddy. Tipton takes the lead. With 2:59 left here in the third quarter. Tipton, 34. Lewis Cass, 33. Full 60-second timeout. And we'll mention, this game is in part being brought to you by AGM Auto. That's in Arcadia. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. They can be that good mechanic you're looking for. They do everything under the hood, along with your new tires. And now AGM Auto is under new ownership. That's Walker. Walker will treat you right. We'll mention, no worries. Same friendly faces and same quality work. And now they restore classic cars and trucks, and they're reaching out to Central Indiana. All are welcome. To find them, take Howard Avenue, west off of State Road 19 in Arcadia. They are behind the Arcadia ballpark. AGM Auto, as of the 1st of March, you can find them at their new location, 6620 East 266th Street, Arcadia. That's just west of town. Can be brought in backcourt. Lewis Cass on the dribble, low. He'll work the right side to Johnson. We get back in the paint, outside the paint. Tyson, good shot when he go. Paul Karam's back, picked up there. Rebound, Tipton, Grady Carpenter. Wyatt loose in the ball game for Lewis Cass. He wears 23, the 5'11 junior. Back pedal dribble deep in the front court. Grady Carpenter shouting out some instructions. He's looking for a screen. Going to get one from Gavin Hare. Outside the arc, three-point shot good. Nolan Swan. It's a three-pointer. It's 37-33. Tipton in front. 2:17 on the game clock. Out behind the arc right there, Tyson Good works it back around. That's number 12, Trey Johnson. Back to Tyson Good, right side, Trey Johnson. Working his left side quickly right there. Number 4, Owen Lowe, working back near the paint. Elbow right side, picked up his dribble. That's Luke Chambers. Outside the arc on the dribble, back pedal dribble, Tyson Good. Working that perimeter, looking for the entry pass, and the Blue Devils are denying the entry pass. Out top, working back around. That's low in front of the bench area right there. Is Coach Kyle Johnson in front of him. Was number 12. That's Trey Johnson. Shot taken by Chambers off the mark. Just outside the paint. Rebound, Jackson Money. Works it back to right side. Behind the arc, a couple of steps. Nolan Swan in front of the Blue Devil bench for three. 1:18 on the game clock. Timeout called. Going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Kyle Johnson. And I will remind you, don't forget, tomorrow going to be a triple header NFL football. It's going to start out with the Indianapolis Colts Raiders, they're in Minnesota now. They'll do battle with the Vikings. That game will start at 1 p.m., and we'll mention after that. 4:30, it'll be the Ravens and the Browns. 8:15, it'll be the Dolphins and the Bills. That's tomorrow on your NFL dial. 1:17 on the game clock. First buzzer, 30-second timeout. Both teams out to the surface. Going to be inbound the front court by L.J. Hillis, opposite the scorer's bench. Brought in McClain. Hayden McClain works at left side behind the arc. Tyson Jones back to McClain. Right side behind the arc. Right there, L.J. Hillis back out. Center up. He'll work it right there, Tyson Jones. Left side of McClain. He'll bounce it in. Just outside the paint. He'll work it down low to Chambers. Chambers went up. Couldn't get the shot, but he'll draw the foul. And Chambers, I tell you what, he's got to be a load to try to guard. That ball comes into him. I tell you what, that's a difficult task. Blue Devils are up for the task. The foul picked up by Gavin Hare. He's got three in the ballgame. First shot good. Luke Chambers, he gets some congratulatory teammates. Gavin Hare going to take a breather. Back in the ball game, he's got three fouls. Is Landon Spidell, who's low man on the block, left side. They're going to stop play here for a minute. Couple of the officials going to talk it over. He might have stepped over the line. Chambers not going to get the second shot. He's going to get an explanation. He seemed to be buying the explanation and learned something today. Timeout on the floor. Coach Kyle Johnson having some words with the official. So one of the officials going to report to the scores bench, probably explain what just happened. All three officials, they are working together, and they're calling the game of varsity basketball for the IHSAA. They're here because they passed all the tests, and they're well-to-do with them. Basketball in Indiana. Crossing the timeline, Nolan Swan. To get it back to Grady Carpenter, who got a bounce pass down low, trying to get it to Landon Spidell. It's kicked out of bounds, last touch by Lewis Cash. Nolan Swan going to bring it in from the baseline, just left of the bucket, just outside the paint. Line him up, Jackson Money, that ball back outside. Grady Carpenter, right side, Nolan Swan. Lost the handle, and he called for a double dribble. Making that possession difficult for Nolan was number 23, Wyatt Luce. Wyatt Luce, pretty good in defense right there on Nolan. 37 seconds left. 40-34, tipped in by six. We're in the third quarter. We're going to back out top. L.J. Hillis, right side, Tyson Good. He'll dribble left one time. We're going to do the corner. Luke Chambers, he's going to back his way in. They're going to call an offensive foul. Using maybe the chicken wing to work his way to the paint. He gets that one called first half. He probably got away with more of a severe offensive foul they did not call. Ball brought in, Grady Carpenter. 18 seconds in the front court. They'll pick up some speed. In the center circle, Jackson Money. Nolan Swan. 10 seconds on the game clock. Nolan Swan on the dribble. We're going to hear Tyson Good. They kick it out. 3-point shot on the way. Good. 43, Jackson Money from the right corner baseline to finish off the third quarter. Score after three, Tipton, 43. Lewis Cash, 34. So a good ball game. We knew it would be a Friday night. Tipton, got to think about, they got a game tomorrow night. Lewis Cash can leave it all on the floor tonight. Because they're not going to play again until the 29th. They'll go against Jimtown. We'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils winter sports. This sponsor attended grades K through 12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree. And while there at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. And as we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-23 Tipton Blue Devils winter sports. Ball's going to be brought in, also possession arrow, by Tipton. Nolan Swan is tossing to the backcourt slightly to Grady Carpenter. Across the timeline, he's slowing up just a bit. Working against him right there is L.J. Hillis. They're taking it out to the corner. Three-point shot, Nolan Swan. Rimmed off with Del Rebound, Luke Chambers. They get back to a point guard, a Cade McClain. He'll pass to the corner. L.J. Hillis. Still in the ball game, 23, Wyatt Luce. Wyatt Luce down on the baseline. We're going to round the perimeter. Tyson Good, right side, well behind the arc. Picked up there by Nolan Swan. Then we're going to round the perimeter. Left side in front of the... Right there in front of the cast bench, moving the basketball. 21, L.J. Hillis. Hayden McClain, cross-court, tip pass, tipped away, picked up. L.J. Hillis took a shot, wouldn't get the first one, wouldn't get the second one, no whistle. Rebound tipped in Grady Carpenter, 7:03. Grady's going to work his way in. They're going to whistle a foul. It's going to be an offensive foul. Grady Carpenter picked up the foul on the charge. He made the bucket. He put some spin on it with his left hand. And at a difficult angle, it banked in. And he's going to get called for the foul. No basket. That's number three, Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter has three here in the ballgame. We're in the fourth quarter. We played over a minute. Minute 12 seconds off the game clock. Working at right side of the basketball. Out top, Keaton Llewellyn. The worker back, Hayden McClain. Work it around there, L.J. Hillis, Tyson Good. They're going to whistle the foul, bit of a holding foul on Tipton. Tyson Good kind of drew that foul. Wasn't a necessary foul. It was just out of the ordinary. And a hand check is a hand check. They're going to bring it in from the baseline. That foul whistle on Jackson Money. Jackson Money has played this whole game. He picked up his first foul in the fourth quarter. It was tossed it in deep in the front court, top of the circle, L.J. Hillis. Tipton still using the zone. They got to think about their game again tomorrow with Cowan. Out top, Hayden McClain will dribble in. Outside the arc, he'll get a pass to L.J. Hillis. They're working into Chambers. Chambers got three, easy pass to the basket. Chambers for two. Chambers now has 17 in the ballgame. He leads all scorers. Going to work it back there, and Nolan Swan, they face the double team. He'll bounce it off the leg right there. He was double team right there in the front court corner by the scores bench. He throws it off of Tyson's good leg. Tyson Good, yeah, he's got a good leg. I tell you what, Tyson Good is quite an athlete. Baseball, football, basketball. Quite a shortstop. And he'll get a touchdown for you when you need one through the air. They're going to whistle a foul. 21, L.J. Hillis. He's got two in the ballgame. Lewis Cass with six. So the Blue Devils, next coming foul, they're going to foul strike. And a long three-point shot in front of the Blue Devil bench. Nolan Swan for three. 46-36. Blue Devils by 10. Outside the arc, Tyson Good. Shot wouldn't go. Rebound picked up by Grady Carpenter to the front court. Outside the arc straight away, he'll backpedal dribble. He'll be picked up by Tyson Good. He'll pass it to the corner, right side. Jackson Money out top to Nolan. Jackson Money going to pop a three. Short off the rim, one to go. Rebound, Keaton Llewellyn. To the front court, Tyson Good. Pick up his dribble, he'll pass it back out top. Number two, that's McClain. Cross court skip pass, shot in the air. Shot wouldn't go. Shot taken there by L.J. Hillis. It was blocked by Tipton. They get the ball back. That's Lewis Cass gets the ball back. Ball's loose in the paint right there. And it's going to be a tie-up. It's going to be a jump ball. Noah Swan, you know, the jump ball. Keaton Llewellyn. They shake hands. Everything's good, but you know, in a basketball game such as this, tempers can flare. They capture their tempers pretty quickly right there. They shake hands. But we're going to back out top. Basketball in the hands of Lewis Cass. Through the legs, dribbling back behind the arc right there. Tyson Good. Three-point shot in the air. Hayden McClain. Rebound. Keaton Llewellyn worked right around Maverick Conaway. Got that board. Put it right back up and in. 46-38. Blue Devils by 8. We're in the fourth quarter. 4:35 left. Clock moving. Tipped it into front court. Nolan Swan working against Tyson Good. He'll pass it. Adjacent to Brady Carpenter. They go baseline and kick it to the opposite corner. And setting up to draw the charge is L.J. Hillis. Brady Carpenter has to be more astute for something like that to happen, even on a pass. So Brady Carpenter is going to set down with his fourth personal foul. And there's 4:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Give me a timeout. 60-second timeout. And we'll remind you, this game is in part being brought to you by Noblesville Trophies. Noblesville Trophies, you can shop them online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com, or you can stop in if only to browse around. They're located at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They have trophies, awards, in plaques. Fast turnaround. Price is low. They're so low, you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies at 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can dial them up at 317-773-7391. Again, 317-773-7391. That's Noblesville Trophy. Ball's going to be brought in from the backcourt. Lewis Cass King on the dribble across the timeline. Tyson Good. They're working behind the arc. L.J. Hillis left side. Out top, McClain. Cross-court skip pass. From Tyson Good to Hillis, he'll go baseline, pick up and dribble. They'll get it back to Luke Chambers. They'll reset the offense. Hayden McClain. Look to the left side. Now to Llewellyn in the corner. They'll bring it back up to McClain. Right elbow, picked up and dribble. Dribble in, left elbow. 2-point shot when you go for L.J. Hillis. Luke Chambers came down with the board. And when that happens, you know a foul is getting ready to happen. And it did. They're going to whistle a foul on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to pick up his fourth foul in the ballgame. So Brady Carpenter, Gavin Hare, both with four fouls here in the ballgame. 3:55 left. Chambers' first shot wouldn't go. He's going to take a walk back about three steps behind the arc. They'll come back, regather his senses, and he'll get a bounce pass from the official. He'll get one more. Going to fly this one, and it's long off the rim. Going to go rebound, Nolan Swan against the Grady Carpenter. Blue Devils have numbers. They're 5-on-4. They're working to the corner, Maverick Callaway. Three-point shot, going to go rebound, Jackson Money. Going to be a foul reach-in. Jackson Money securing the basketball right there near the left elbow. And that's going to put Jackson at the stripe. That was the common foul, makes it number 7. The Blue Devils going to shoot free throws the rest of the way. 3:43 left. We'll mention the Blue Devils with 5 fouls thus far here in the second half. Jackson Money got the first one. Jackson Money, he'll get one more. Jackson Money increasing that average. Well above what he started with this evening. Second one, rimmed off hard, wouldn't go. Rebound, L.J. Hillis. Still outlet, right side. Tyson Good, they're working down low. Llewellyn was wide open. 2-point bucket. off the glass, 47-40. Blue Devils by 7. 3:25 left here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Money, the goal of reverse layup, couldn't get it to go. He was looking for a foul. No foul called. To the front court, Tyson Good. Outside the arc, we're down low. Baseline. Chambers, they're kicking to the corner. L.J. Hillis for 3 wouldn't go. Rebound, McClain. They'll reset the offense. Out top. Hayden McClain going to play the right side behind the arc. Out top to Llewellyn. Works it out there to the corner. Tyson Good. Tyson Good, 3-point shot. 47-43. 2:47 on the game clock. Blue Devils cross the timeline on the dribble with Jackson Money. They're working right side, Nolan Swan. They're working down low, Grady Carpenter. He'll get fouled if he went up to shoot. Almost got the layup. Caromed out, wouldn't go, but Grady Carpenter is going to get 2 at the free throw line. They're going to whisper a foul on Keaton Llewellyn. Keaton Llewellyn has 4 in the ballgame. 2 shots, Grady Carpenter. But again, noise factor, Grady Carpenter gets the first one. Grady Carpenter entered this ballgame, 23 for 28, 82% at the stripe. He's higher than that now. They'll get one more, it's 48-43, and now 49-43. There'll be a timeout. There'll be a 30-second timeout. I tell you what, their gymnasium has hosted a lot of good basketball games. I'm going to mention I was here. I think John Kitchell was the coach of Lewis Cass at that time. I was here with Hamilton Heights. Hamilton Heights and Lewis Cass entered the gym with no snow on the ground. When the game got over, it was an overtime game. When we walked outside, 6 inches of snow made it a bit difficult for Hamilton Heights natives to drive back home. If I'm not incorrect, it took me 90 minutes to make about a 40-minute trip because you got to be careful. And they're talking about we have some flurries today. We've not seen that big snow, and we hope we don't. We'll take it on Christmas and then let it melt on the 26th. Ball's in the front court. Lewis Cass. Around the perimeter, 3-point shot. Tyson Good. Left elbow extended. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter rebounds the long carom. There's going to be a foul committed right there near the baseline. They're going to whistle this on Gavin Hare. Gavin Hare going to exit the ball game. He gets the media 5. Nolan Swan gives him some good advice. Gavin Hare gets a medium 5 as he enters the bench area. It's a medium 5 by Coach Cliff Hawkins. Going to be brought in by number 2, Hayden McClain. He'll bounce to the corner. Tyson Good. Now back out to Chambers. Outside, alley-oop play. Wouldn't go that time. It was Tyson Good. Pass was a little bit over the rim too much. Tyson Good couldn't control it. Falls into front court. Tipton with the rebound. Nolan Swan. Spin move. He'll dribble across the free throw line. But give it up to Maverick Conaway. They get the ball back to Nolan. Nolan on the dribble. 2 minutes. They're working down low. Off the glass. A bit hard. Wouldn't go. Grady Carpenter. A lot of folks looking for a foul. No whistle. We're going to back around the baseline. L.J. Hillis. He'll take a shot. Holding his arms straight up to try to block the shot with Brandon Spidell, but he's going to pick up the foul. Landon Spidell has 4 fouls in the ball game. So the bonus, in effect, both sides. L.J. Hillis. First shot rims around, falls in. L.J. Hillis enters the ball game 66% from the free throw stripe. 19 for 29, 20 for 30. Second shot rimmed around and fell in also. 49-45. What a ball game. East Division of the Hoosier Conference tonight. A matchup. Across the timeout on the dribble, Jackson Money. He'll be double teamed right there. Tyson Good, he'll lose the handle. He almost faced a triple team right there. Chambers and McClain was near. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Lewis Cass. Going to be brought in at half court by Jackson Money. 1:36 left. To the backcourt, Grady Carpenter. They give the ball up to Nolan Swan. Across the timeline, back to Carpenter. To the corner, Jackson Money. Three-point shot, good. Jackson Money was left all alone. It was like a game of horse. 1:20 on the game clock. Going to be picked up there. Ball's loose. Going to be a jump ball. Going to be a tie-up. Luke Chambers. Luke Chambers showing some dismay. That probably could have taken a warning of some sort. Hey, while he's showing some anger, he gives the ball back to Tipton. Going to be brought in 84 feet away by Grady Carpenter. Jackson Money to Grady. Now back to Nolan. They're across the timeline at a walk pace on the dribble. Reach-in foul for the Chambers. Luke Chambers going to pick up the personal foul. He has four in the ballgame. A lot of players with four fouls. Gavin Money has, I should say Gavin Hare has already left the game with five. Grady Carpenter with five. Luke Chambers with five. And I believe Keith Llewellyn has five. But one of the rest of the ballgame. Nolan Swan at the free throw line. He gets the first one to go. 53-45. So Lewis Cass has two on the floor with four. Second shot good for Nolan Swan. Tipton has two on the floor with four. So they're working in the front court now. 1:02. Clock moving. We're in the fourth quarter. Tipton by nine. 54-45. Lewis Cass not going to be able to afford this throwing the ball around. We're going to have to take some shots. Tyson Good tries a three and wouldn't go. Rebound. Chambers. He puts it up in good. Going to be a timeout called. 45.1 left. 54-47. 7-point ball game. Tipton's going to have the basketball. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention PutneyInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring. This spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights captured the 1A title, 2022. You can go to the website. You can hear 31 of their 33 games. We'll make them the Knights finish the season 27-6. Football in the fall, we'll mention that's with the Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter. This season lined up 21 Tipton Blue Devil basketball games, 3 Central Catholic Knights, and 16 Hamilton Heights Lady Huskies basketball games. We'll mention we could not do the Lady Huskies versus the Golden Eagles of Garrett. Couldn't make that game, so it's going to be 15 games for them. Maybe the postseason. 45.1 left. Able to roam the baseline. The officials letting Grady Carpenter know. All 10 players are in the backcourt. Call it the front court. They're going to bounce it in. There'll be a foul whistle. L.J. Hillis. I think L.J. Hillis wanted to commit the foul. He acted like he didn't. He fouls Nolan Swan. Nolan Swan is standing at the free throw line right now. L.J. Hillis has three fouls in the contest. 44.1 left. Nolan Swan shooting. First shot is good. Nolan Swan, 16 points thus far in the ballgame. Nolan Swan, his average is 16.3. He gets the second one. He's at 16 or 17 points here in the ballgame. They roll through the front court. Picking up at half court, Cade McClain. Working the baseline, Tyson Good. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. He's airborne. You know he's athletic. Landon Spidell, pretty good athlete in his own right. Landon Spidell going to become a very good receiver for the Blue Devils. Tyson Good has accomplished being a receiver for for a few years now. So he's going to go to the strike. That foul's whistled on Landon Spidell. He's going to exit the ball game with his fifth foul. And Landon Spidell is going to take a breather. He gets a pat on the backside from Coach Pip Hawkins. Back in the ballgame for Tipton is number 5, Sam Quigley. 39 seconds left. Free throw line. Tyson Good, he gets the first one. Tyson Good, pretty good athlete. That's an understatement. His brother, Easton Good, pretty good athlete also. Second shot rimmed off long. Rebound, Chambers. Put back is good by Luke Chambers. 56-50. In the front court, 30 seconds. Nolan Swan on the dribble. The worker right side, Brady Carpenter, had to foul him in a hurry. Tyson Good reaches in, grabs his arm. Tyson Good going to pick up his first foul in the ball game with 26.9 left. At the free throw strike, Brady Carpenter. First shot, rims up, falls in. 26.9, 57, 50. Blue Devils by 7. Second shot, also good. Nothing but net. 58-50. We're going to roll it to half court. Nolan Swan going to meet him there. Tyson Good lost the handle. Going to be a reaching foul. It's going to be whistled on Chambers. Chambers lost the handle. Nolan Swan came up with it. Wow, they reversed that. That's a reverse order. Wow, they're making this game a little more exciting. 22.8. Luke Chambers going to shoot. The 1-1, rimmed off, rimmed in. Friendly roll, Luke Chambers got the first. 58-51. 22.8 left. Second shot good. To be brought in by Jackson Money. Difficult push in to get into Maverick Conaway. They're going to whistle a foul immediately on Lewis Cass. It's on number 12, Trey Johnson. I should mention Trey Johnson, 6'2". He's a freshman. He's the only freshman on the varsity right here. And we can say that in the whole gymnasium for the varsity level. He's the only freshman in the gym. First shot rims off, Maverick Conaway. 22 seconds left. 58-52, chipped in by 6. Maverick Conaway going to attempt his second. Rimmed off, one go. Rebound, L.J. Hillis, 20 seconds. To the front court, Tyson Good. Off the corner, L.J. Hillis trying to shoot a 3. They'll let it go. Might have been deflected by Jackson Money. Rebound, Luke Chambers. He's going to go to the foul stripe. He got fouled in the act of his putback. So double bonus all the way around. That was a shooting foul. And number 3, Grady Carpenter, he's going to lead the ball game with his fifth foul. In the ball game, we're going to see Sam Humrichouse. Number 33, Sam Humrichouse, 6'6", sophomore, 11.4 left, 58-52, Tipton in front, Chambers at the strike. First shot up, rimmed around, fell off. Luke Chambers entered this ball game shooting 65%. He shot over 50 free throws now on the season. Second shot on the way, got it. Back in of a two-shot foul. Timeout, Blue Devils. Full 60-second timeout. 11.4 left. Blue Devils holding a 5-point advantage. 58-53. And we do thank you for tuning in. And we're thankful you are listening to an education-based high school varsity boys basketball game. This Internet Radio Athletic Contest is made possible by ASO. That's AudioSportsOnline.net. That's Robbie Kendall. You can go to ASO on the web. You can find out how you can become a broadcaster of high school sports, middle school sports, elementary sports. You can go summer school. You can do sports at the AAU level. It's not that tough. You can do it with a good quality phone. That's what we're using right here, a Samsung. And we're thankful for AT&T. Been a member of AT&T for more than 25 years. 11.4 left. Brought in by Maverick Conaway. He'll roam the baseline. They'll get it into Nolan Swan. Hayden McLean going to earn the foul quickly. 11 seconds on the game clock. That foul whistle on Hayden McLean. He played nearly the whole game and picked up his first foul with 11 seconds left. Nolan Swan will shoot with an empty lane of Blue Devils. First shot good. Back in the ballgame for Lewis Taft, we're going to see number 12, Trey Johnson, taking a breather. Number 0, Keaton Llewellyn. Llewellyn, a 6'6 senior. Second shot rimmed off, went go. 59-53, 10 seconds. Front court, Tyson Good tries a 3. Rims off, wouldn't go, rebound, Nolan Swan. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Blue Devils going to hold the basketball. The final score here at Lewis Taft going to be the Tipton Blue Devils, 59. The Lewis Taft Kings, 53. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention basketball tomorrow night. Blue Devils are going to host. It'll be home with Tipton, and Cowan will be in the house, 6 and 7:30. And the next game on the agenda for Lewis Taft is going to happen on Thursday after Christmas, December 29th. They'll play at 12:15. Right after noontime, they'll play 12:15. They'll go against Jimtown. And the tournament is going to be right there at Plymouth High School. 4 teams in it. The first game will be 10:30, Knox in Plymouth. We do thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, tomorrow night we'll be at Tipton High School, putmeinsports.com. We hope you'll tune in, and we'll let you know we're thankful. My wife back home at Kapala, she gives sound check, and she makes sure things are running smooth. And we're going to mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.